really, really good practice out there today. I mean, it was guys were competing throughout, challenging third down situations all the way through practice. So it was awesome, awesome day as far as that's concerned. Okay, following guys did not practice, Mike Brown, Stephen Burton, Dwayne Grotz, Dwight Lowry, and Uche was given the day off to rest his knee. Limited, Alan Ball, Roy Miller, Maurice Jones-Drew, Mercedes Lewis, Will Blackman, and JT Thomas, and Will Rackley. So we still have to wait and see. Dwight and Stephen Burton are doing the NFL protocol for a concussion test. So, you know, we'll see with how the developments come from that. So I know some of the young guys that are presenting with opportunities now within our team are doing a good job. And they're taking advantage of their reps out in the field. And it was a good, very good practice. Very good.
Burton, he took that big hit in the game. Monday nothing, Tuesday nothing.
Yeah, it was odd, you know, because they checked him out, and I think he said he was fine. And, you know, I think he just came back in on Wednesday morning, and he just didn't feel right, so they did ran the test on him.
Is Ball looking to be back? Is he ready to go?
Yeah, he is. Good practice. We limited him, beat him, but he should be back full go tomorrow. But, yeah, he looked good.
Looks like Evans will start because Dwight's still... how's Evans looking today?
It was good. Did a nice job. He's very valuable, you know, because of this. That's a, you know, second team safety like that. And he's really, I think, you know, it's been good that he's had a week of practice or these couple days of practice. And it was probably really good that he got thrusted into it like he did last week for us, too, for this week. So, no, he's had a good week.
Why would it be good to get thrust in? Seems like you're not ready. Why is it good to get thrust in?
You mean, well, for this week.
Oh, for this week.
You know, for this week. You know, he got in there and didn't have much time to go through everything and just went out there and played and did pretty well. And, you know, now he's not going through all that process in his head. He's just understanding what, you know, what Indy does and how we're going to defend it.
You said on Monday, first half struggles on offense. You guys will look at that Monday. Did
they
glean anything other than the obvious?
Well, you know, the obvious was things that you guys saw, too. You know, up front, getting beat up front and things like that. But, you know, I think you'll see some subtle changes maybe in this week. Some of the things that we're doing, again, trying to utilize our strengths of our players. So, you know, we'll see. We're going through, and as we go through this process, we're finding more and more about our team and what they can and what their strengths are, you know, then we'll take that step and say, all right, let's have a package of this and see how it goes.
Unlimited receiver with Burton and Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, we obviously, you know, with Ebert, guys like that, Tobias Palmer, now those guys become very realistic guys that could be active. So Dave and I will have to talk about that. You know, that would require some changes and things like that. So we'll discuss what we need to do. But, you know, those guys got a lot of reps today. And I mean, that's what you have a practice squad for, you know, so you can develop guys through it for opportunities like this. So that's the challenge. And I know I talked to Tobias quite a bit out there, you know, about every rep now. Every rep you got to capture and compete. And he dropped the ball in practice and was like, you know, you got to compete. It's every play. Every play you get, you got to take advantage of it. So, you know, we're trying to speed that up for him.
How does a guy like Ebert take this every week? You cut him and you sign him.
We communicate pretty good with them. Uh-huh. You know, we communicate. It's tough. It's tough. And that's life on the practice squad or, you know, being active. So, you know, he understands it. It's a situation he's in. And he's got a great attitude about it. Great attitude.
Robert Mathis is here, 11 years with the Colts.
Yeah.
What makes him such a good pass rusher?
He is just his effort. I mean, obviously very skilled and plays relentless, but his effort is what pops out at us. You know, he's relentless with it. And, you know, but very, very skilled, can attack the edge. And not only, you know, maybe at one time he was extremely fast, he is still fast, but added along with his experience, you know, how to attack certain people. I'm sure he watches tape and tries to, you know, break down the tackles that he's going against.
You worked against both Eugene.
Yeah.
You mentioned Avery Jones as being somebody who may need to get a little bit more work. Is he receiver spot.
Yeah, we did. It's like, Vito, what you were saying about challenging guys, and we kind of brought that competition between him and Dieterich. But I think Dieterich has picked it up now, you know, to where, you know, sometimes guys need that. But
don't worry, Gus, I got it.
You see me? Yeah, I didn't even flinch. See that? Did you get that on camera? Because I did not flinch, Vito. I just stood right here. You see that?
I think I saw
I kept my poise. There's some valuable lessons here. No, you know, but Dieterich, he did. And it wasn't that he wasn't playing bad, but we just, you know, we need to get somebody that can compliment Sendero.
How did you feel like Weisner played in Lewis these couple games?
He's been very solid. Very solid. You know, he's one of the guys I talked to you earlier about, a guy that has really maximized himself and really, you know, we pushed him and felt like he really got better throughout the whole training camp. And that's what he gave us, you know, out in the field. So I think it'll be good that to get Mercedes back.
So you're not flinching on 3 years, then, I guess. That's your personality.
That's right. That's right.
You gave up 5 touchdown passes last week. Now you're facing Andrew Luck. What do you have to do this week? You didn't
well,
last week.
You know, that's a big deal. We have what's called the Sweet Six, both on offense and defense. And one of them is to capture explosives. And that means we have to get explosives on offense, and we have to eliminate them on defense. And, you know, the NFL average year in and year out, if you're around 6 a game, it can happen. It can happen. Well, last week we were, what, 11? And it's far too many. Far too many. That part... Those are the things that are issues within our defense, you know, to give up 11 explosive plays. And some of it, you know, we picked our poison. We decided to try to take care of the run, and some of the boots got us, and we felt like maybe we could recontain, and it became an issue. So we have to correct it. We have to correct it. But, you know, that's an issue with the explosive plays. And what you just talked about, 5 touchdowns, you know, is – those things we have to clean up. We cannot continue to do that. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Just what your thoughts on Denard no longer being listed as an offensive weapon and being listed as a receiver?
Well, you know what? We got him some reps at running back today, you know, and, you know, that's the guy. I think he's got like 4 reps. And, you know, he had the unfortunate fumble last week. So, you know, he is working hard. He's continuing to go through some things, and he's got talent. He's got talent. So we just have to find ways to utilize these guys. And, you know, with Mojo and Todman and a guy like Justin Forsett, too. You know, he's a third down guy that has some talent for us. And to put it all together and find out, you know, that's what D-Rob's a part of. And, you know, if we can establish the run game and get that going, I think it'd be beneficial for him as well.
Have you been able to put your finger on anything that's wrong with the Runch defense, last in the league? I mean, when you're playing 8-man fronts, you're probably not, you know, you would think you're not going to get gashed like
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes it's difficult to tell. You would think that when you play 7-man fronts, you'd give up more explosive runs than 8-man fronts, which isn't necessarily true. Sometimes in a 7-man front, when you got 2 safeties back, both those safeties coming down can eliminate some of the explosive runs. When you have a single safety and they break through, it's 1-on-1. So... I get what you're saying, but that's one of the things that's why it's one of our Sweet Six, capture explosives, because we know in an 8-man front, they have a chance to occur a little bit more than maybe split safety. But
it's
too many. It's discipline, and some of it was the read option. You know, you saw the Oakland game, they hit us. You know, we were supposed to fall back. Yeah, you know what? It some of it is. I would say that 85% of it, somewhere in there, just off the top of my head, is being disciplined. And then there's some that was scheme. You know, some that they schemed us and got us on a couple of those. But, you know, they're learning it. And I think as you talk to the defensive players, they're starting to talk like they're getting more comfortable. We had a great defensive meeting today. We were going through third down situations. And the players, like 4 or 5 of them, would speak up, and it was just conversation throughout the whole thing. Guys, feedback, and how about this and this? And, you know, it was really cool. It was the first time I heard it. And I told Bob, you know what, that's a great sign. It's a great sign that these guys, they're starting to take ownership into it. I said, you have to remember that right there. It's really a cool deal. And, you know, so that's how I judge it to find out, okay, if they're starting to talk our language, they're asking questions that way, they're getting more and more comfortable with it.
What's explosive, 20 yards? What's it?
16 and 12. Oh, 16 for a pass, 12 for a run.
I guess that's the risk. You know, talk about the single safety. I mean, just look at that defense. You look at it. There's that one guy and all that green.
Yeah,
grass.
It is. Yeah, see, you'd say this like an eight-man front, but it's like the corners. You know, Vito, we got beat on some takeoffs. Well, that's why we tell our corners, stay on top. Stay on top of those wideouts. You can't give up explosive plays. And we had a penalty, a long pass, another one. You know, well, we got to stay on top. You know, that's why. Now you see it firsthand, what the importance of it. If we're going to play this style of defense with, or it's aggressive with our corners, those things are going to happen. And when we really play it well, you'll see people will still take those shots, but they'll be like long foul balls. You know, they'll be, oh, incomplete. Okay, next play, oh, incomplete. Okay, now we shrink the field. Teams generally try to attack the middle more. And that's where we got to get to.
What's your evaluation of the kick return and punt return units right now?
Pretty good. The kickoff return, we felt like there's been a couple times when we looked and we said, boy, we're close. And D-Rob had a nice one last week, and we're going to continue on that. I believe right now I talked to Coach Mal, and you should see Ace back there as a punt return. So that would be a good thing. I say that with about 90% confidence that there's a chance he could be back there. We just have to see with our receiver depth now, you know, with all this, that's going to be something that we can look at doing.
Thanks, Coach.
Mercedes still ready to play.
Yeah, Mercedes had another good day.
And so he'll start.
Yes,
start, you know.
That's right now. That's right.